All right, here we go. And we're underway here in Leaf Center, West Dundee, Illinois. All right, puck inside the Cougar zone in front of the net, making the save. And who do we got in goal tonight? Is that Farah? No. 35. Alex Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got Alex Jones in net for the Cougars. And on the other side, we have number 31, Eric Shute. Okay. Shute in net for the River Kings. And Alex Jones for the Cougars. Mark Caselli fires a shot on Shute. He sticks it over to the far boards. And that's behind the net. Mark Caselli centers in front. And Rifle knocked that one aside. Or rather, that was Van Dyke, Andrew Van Dyke. Van Dyke carrying the puck up center ice over the blue line. Well, on the far board, he's going to take it behind the net. And he loses the puck. Marcuselli digs it out, but he falls down. And picking up the loose change, number 4, that's Jansen Carrick. And he'll throw it out to the neutral zone. And we have a whistle stoppage of play. Some lumber in the far corner, or the near corner, inside the River King zone. All right, Delbercin and Quarters will take the draw for their respective teams. River Kings win the draw. Skating up now is Will McGowran. McGowran throws it into the Cougar zone, and he's knocked down in front of the Cougars bench. Play inside the Cougar zone into the near corner. Madonio ringing around to the far boards, kept in by McGowran, and he takes a hit by Partial. Now he's back on his feet. Quarters has it. Flips a shot towards net. Jones sticks it aside. And picking up the loose change was Norman, and he'll flip it behind his own net. Cougars look to exit the zone, and they do. Aronovic carrying it inside the zone. Fires a shot deflected off the skate of number 4, Sen Carrick, for the River Kings. Now goes along the near boards. Laukkanen pinches in to keep it inside the zone. Now Aronovic brings it back to Hartman. Hartman rings a cross-ice pass to no one in particular, and then the puck gets knocked outside of the zone into the Cougar zone. And chasing after it, number 97. Puck along the near board, far boards inside the River King zone. They exit. McGowran, he'll flip it into the Cougar zone and head off for a change. Janzik carrying the puck in. He's got health on his left. Fires a shot, and Shute makes the save and holds on. No rebound given as health was right on the doorstep. Well, Brandon, you were here last night. The Cougars lost a tough game 3-0 to the River Kings. No score after one period of play, but second and third period, for the most part, was dominated by the River Kings. What are the Cougars going to need to do differently today?
Take less penalties, because the River Kings capitalized on 2 of 4 penalties last night, and that was their strongest point right there.
So
also need to help out on D.
Staying out of the box and helping out. You're talking about back-checking the forwards?
Yeah. And they always left someone in the neutral zone just sitting wide open for a breakaway.
All right, so keep eyes open. The River Kings, the top offensive and defensive team in the USPHL Elite Midwest Division. So Cougars have their hands full in this weekend's matchup. All right, in the slot. K Kelly centers it, and it gets knocked into the far corner. Marikopoulos throws it around to the near boards. Cougars get there first. And that was Marinovich getting it over to Bishop. Bishop throws it inside the River King zone, and that's recovered by the River Kings and dumped back inside the Cougar zone. Bishop and Kelly chasing after it. Kelly digs it out. Kelly wins that puck battle. Gets it to the near point, Cole. Cole rings it back down along the goal line. Kelly in the slot. Feeds it over to the far corner and intercepting that puck, number 74 for the Cougars. That is Muskalic. He gets it over behind the goal line now as the Cougars look to exit. Puck out the center ice, intercepted by the River Kings, and they'll dump it in as they head off for player changes. Now puck along the far board, out to center. Marcuselli dumps it into the River Kings zone. Chasing after it will be Muskalic. He's able to get there. He has Marcuselli in the slot. Now kept in at the point by Norman, or Madonia. Marcuselli throws it into the near corner. River Kings ring it off the glass and all the way down inside the Cougar zone. This will be an icing call as Madonia touches up. He's able to outrun the players inside from the River Kings, and we'll have a faceoff inside the River Kings zone with 14:36 to play, no score. Kind of has that feel of yesterday's game, Brandon. No score in the first period yesterday. We're kind of at that place today. A little bit of most of the play has been in the Cougar zone. All right, puck inside the Cougar zone. Henry Laukkanen knocks it out to center. And here's Partial over to Aronovich to Delbrasine. Fires a shot, glove save made. Nice save made by Schutte. Now it goes along to the far boards. River Kings get the puck outside the zone. That was Harrison Cole. And now he has the puck taken away. Now here's Van Boekelen. He has the puck stolen. Partial chips it out to the neutral zone, and Van Boekelen will pick up that errant pass, and he'll chip it ahead. Oh, man down. Kaiser collided heavy with Troy Ross. That was just incidental contact there. But oh, the ref's got his arm up. He's saying an elbow. Not sure if we got to look at that or not. But Reed Kaiser knocked down, and referee's calling an elbow call against Troy Ross. Kaiser now back. Here he goes to play. All right, what do you see, Brandon?
It's in the middle.
I mean, you could say he's going for the puck. They're both going for the puck at the same time. And they're going to re-rack it here, and we'll slow it down, take a peek and see.
From where we are, it just looked like a high hit.
Yeah, I just think that's just a, I don't know. I just think that's an end result of the collision. I think the elbow came up, but anyways, all right. Here's Muskalic, skate in, and he scores! Jonathan Muskalic with a shorthanded goal right off after the draw in the Cougar zone. He skates it all the way down, fires it into the net, and the Cougars are on the board leading 1-0.
Clean face off. Wayne Deedy couldn't keep it in. Just beat him with the speed. Went glove side, couldn't beat it.
And fired it by him, Muskalic. Boy, that's a good sign for the Cougars. Taking possession of the draw. So Cougars leading 1-0. Obviously, they're still shorthanded, as that was only 8 seconds into the power play. Here's Harrison Cole for the River Kings. Centers it into the slot. Firing a shot was Kelly. Making the save was Jones, and he'll hold on.
That power play's goal's got to give them a little life compared to yesterday.
Although it can be all erased here if they give up a power play goal to the River Kings. So we'll see what happens here. But, again, good start for the Cougars getting a shorthanded goal. Now let's see if they can kill this penalty to Ross. Face off to the left of Jones, won by the River Kings. Cole dumps it along the near board. Mats at the circle. Drops it off to Stiles. Stiles near point. He'll circle over to the slot. Brings it over to near boards. Mats down low. Oh, and firing a shot. Reed Kaiser back on the ice. No worse for wear. And his shot goes high into the netting. And we'll have a faceoff of 1:26 on the power play. 13:25 to go in period one. 1-0 Cougars. On a strength of a shorthanded goal by Jonathan Muskalic. Faceoff will come outside the zone. Van Boeckelen against Lindsay. And the Cougars look to take possession of the draw. Lindsay doing a good job of picking up the stick of Van Boeckelen. Firing a shot wide, however, was Reed Kaiser. Comes out to the far point. Harrison Cole keeps it in. Kaiser chips it down low. Van Boeckelen over to Kaiser along the far boards. Down low to Van Boeckelen. Van Boeckelen behind the goal line over in the far corner. Now he and Kaiser cycle. Here comes Harrison Cole. He fires a shot in the slot. That didn't get through. Saved. Lindsay tried to clear it, but Stiles keeps it in. Now Mance near circle. He looks to get a clear shooting lane. Drops it back off to Stiles at the near point. Stiles along the far board or near boards to Kaiser. Kaiser cross-eyes pass to Cole. That went off his stick, deflected over to Mance. Now Stiles near point. Kaiser back to Stiles near point. Mance and Stiles will trade positions. Now Mance will go to the near circle. Looking for a lane for a pass. Mance near circle. Gets it back over to Stiles. Stiles at the top of the slot. Cross-ice pass. Harrison Cole to Mance. Mance fires. Stick save made by Jones. And it caroms out all the way outside the zone with 20 seconds remaining on the power play. So a lot of setup for that one shot attempt. And Jones was able to stick it aside. Here's Stiles. Stiles flips it towards the net. Save made. Juicy rebound given. Circling around is Mance doing a good job. Taken down was Mance. And Lindsay battling with Mance. No call there. Now the penalty is over. All right. Get a look at the replay here. Here you see the shot from Mance.
The setup on that for one shot, just Jones going coast to coast on post to post. Can't beat that.
He had pretty decent position on that to force a tough angle shot. So that was a good play there by
even with
Jones.
Traffic in front of the net.
All right, play along the near boards inside the River King zone, kept in by Kavanaugh. And now picking up the puck will be McGowan. McGowan flips it inside the Cougar zone. Goes all the way around behind the goal line. Kavanaugh. And now out just outside the Cougars blue line, chipped ahead by Bishop. Carrying it in is Helf. Helf. He doesn't have any help, so he'll throw it into the near corner. The Cougars look to chase after it. Taken away, however, by Quarters of the River Kings. Enters the Cougar zone, and he's knocked down with a heavy hit by Michael Helf from behind. Quarters knocked down. Quarters is a feisty sort, so keep an eye on him throughout this game. He'll be looking to take a piece of someone, and he just took a slash there on Parshall, even though Parshall wasn't the offender in that case. Delbrassine, he loses the puck. River Kings come out with it. Skating ahead into the zone is Adam Peterson. Peterson rings it around behind the Cougars' net. Getting there is Marikopoulos. And now Cougars take possession. They'll look to clear. Along the far boards, Parshall chasing after it. He's not able to get there in time. Marikopoulos. So now Dylan Torres. Torres had a goal in yesterday's game. He's circling in the near corner. Delat fires a shot that's wide of net, and it rings around to the far boards where Kelly takes it. And the Cougars look to get it outside the zone. Delbrassine flips it inside the River King zone, and he'll head off for a change. Now pass into the neutral zone. Kelly. Kelly skated in, but in ahead of the play was Torres, so that's an offsides call against the River Kings. 9:55 to play in the first period, 1-0 Cougars. You're watching Chicago Cougars hockey on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. We're coming live from the Leafs Ice Center in West Dundee, Illinois. Brandon Evans and Eric Woolawhite here with your call. Marcuselli feeding it in to Muskalic, and that pass goes awry. Here come the River Kings throwing it in on net. That's sticked aside into the near corner by Jones. Now Bishop. Over to Muskalic. Back down to Bishop. Behind his own net. Check that Eric Norman, number two. I keep getting him and Bishop confused. Skating it inside the zone. Van Dyke circling. He's looking for an outlet. He'll throw it down into the near corner. Marcuselli will pick it up. Down low. Cross ice pass trying to feed Van Dyke just out of reach. And the River Kings head the other way. There's Bork. He's bumped off the puck after he chips it inside the zone and he heads off for a change. Marcuselli will take possession along the near boards. He exits his zone. Center ice. Gets around Kaiser. Now he'll flip it in and head off for a change. And skating after it will be Jansen Karek. He flips it over. Lenzi intercepts in the near corner. Here's Marunovic with a shot. And the stick they made by Schutte. Rebound comes out and kicked into the near corner. Now it's along the near boards. Puck battle ensues. Lenzi, now Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh throws it back down low. Lenzi chasing after it. Van Bokelin will throw it up to Mance. Mance carrying it inside the Cougar zone along the near boards. Cross ice pass made. Firing to Van Bokelin and the save made on the doorstep. Reed Kaiser. Jones was able to stifle him there. Heavy action going on here, Brandon.
Yeah, more than last night.
Well, it's a little more two-way than last night. It's kind of picked up and it's starting to even out a little bit. Lenzi carrying it inside the zone. He gets knocked down by Kaiser. Now Lenzi throws a shove into Kaiser. Now here comes Peterson. Peterson has the puck swiped away on a nice stick check there by Henry Laukkanen. Laukkanen throws it along to the near boards. Oh, Ross got leveled. But he stood up there to make a play and get the puck outside of the zone. Nice play by Troy Ross to take a hit to make a play. Here's Laukkanen, center ice. He's going to flip it in behind the net, and he gets knocked down. There's going to be a penalty against the River Kings. As Laukkanen was taken down from behind, this will be a tripping call against the River Kings. One to nothing in favor of the Cougars with 7:28 to play here in period number one. Power play time for the Cougars.
Let's just hope they can bring that penalty kill power and energy over to the power play.
We'll see what they do. They lose the draw as Stiles takes possession, gets it over to the far point, but now Van Dyke has it. Kavanaugh, far point. Skating in, leaves it over to Helf. Helf at the near point, looking for an outlet, gets it down low. Back to Helf. Helf cross ice pass to Kavanaugh. Back to Helf. Over to Van Dyke at the far circle. Cross ice pass made to Miskalic. Back to Helf. Helf in the slot. He fires a shot towards the net. Doesn't get through, however, as it blocked off a couple pairs of players and then gets knocked down into the Cougar zone where Kavanaugh will chase after it. And he'll leave it behind the net for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's going to skate it inside the zone. He's got a head of steam. He'll circle and stop along the near boards. Harrison Cole makes a nice defensive play, but Kavanaugh keeps it in. Now Miskalic moving in on that. Fires the shot. Rebound. And score! On the rebound, Adam Riefel. Right place, right time, Brandon. Here we get a look at it.
Just good board battle.
Keeping it in was the key there by Kavanaugh.
And then just muscles his way through to get the rebound. That's how you create goals.
Ooh, we'll see. We'll see where that stick was when he knocked it in. Let's see. I don't know. Well, they don't have any video to challenge it. No, they didn't. No goal. They're saying it was knocked down with a high stick. All right. Yeah, I got. Always got to pay attention to the referee, see if they're waving it off. I was already ready to look at the replay there. So no goal, as it definitely was knocked down on the rebound. Stick above the shoulder. So that stick has to be below the crossbar level, and it was clearly above that. So 46 seconds remaining. Otherwise, Brandon, that was good movement on that power play. Let's see if the second unit can keep that up. All right, here's Bishop. Far point. Back to Bishop, far point. Laukkanen at the near point. Bishop ringing around. Delgrassine fires a shot. And able to make the save was Schutte. Now Bishop back to Delgrassine. Over to Bishop. Bishop fires a shot wide of net. And the River Kings Harrison Cole will clear. 10 seconds remaining on the power play. Here's Henry Laukkanen. He's going to skate it in. Lindsay has it. Lindsay along the far boards. Both teams back at full strength. Bishop fires a shot on net. Deflected. I believe that was deflected off the pad of Aronovich. And now River Kings get the puck outside the zone. 3-on-1. One man back for the Cougars. Oh, and the puck goes off the stick of Van Boekelen. Otherwise, they would have had a juicy scoring opportunity there. Cole keeps it in at the near point. Down low. Firing a shot. And going wide on that. We're the River Kings. So now the puck behind the net. Dug out by Lindsay. Lindsay skating it up. His number's sake, Harrison Cole. On there, on the play. Here's Lindsay. Far circle. Fires a shot. No. Stick to side. Nice save made by Schutte. Markopoulos. Demakopoulos. For the River Kings. He throws it outside the zone. Now he takes possession again. Shovels it ahead to Van Boekelen along the far board. Centers it to Kelly. Kelly in the slot. Drops it back to Demakopoulos. And able to see the puck through the maze of players and making the save was Alex Jones. He holds on with 4:27 to play. 1-0 Cougars.
Even though they didn't score on that power play, they still generated a lot of opportunities, more than last night. So that's got to help them out on the offensive side of it.
Yeah, they seem to have a little more purpose, a little more confidence today, Brandon.
Yeah, I would say so. Their power play last night, it was just chip and chase, turn it over.
Right. No. Yeah, very little possession time. Here's Madonia for the Cougars to Maronovich. Maronovich skating it in into the River Kings zone. He gets off a shot over the goal. And Schutte had to duck on that one. Now chasing after it is Bill McGowran. Gets it out to center ice. Carrying the puck inside the zone, Dylan Torres. Torres throws it into the near corner. Troy Ross will pick up the loose change. And good to see Ross back on his feet as he was hobbling yesterday. Had a lower body injury, leg injury, and it's good to see him back on the ice. Here's Michael Helf for the Cougars. 1-on-4. Carries it in the zone. Puck thrown on net, stick behind the net. And Van Dyke comes out with it. Throws it to the far boards. Muskalic looks to keep it in. And that's intercepted by Quarters. Quarters throws it on net. Save made. Rebound given. But it's cleared out to the neutral zone. And Senkarik will throw it back inside the zone. The River Kings had to clear the zone to reset. Otherwise, they would have been offside. Here's Quarters digging in out. But Van Dyke will take it along the near boards. He'll skate ahead. Tries to get around Delat. Delat does a good job of interfering, but Van Dyke still pursuing the puck. Now Muskalic. Muskalic in the near corner. Puck skitters outside of the zone. Elatz has it. Looking for a centering opportunity. Firing a shot behind the net. Now it rings behind the goal line. Comes out to the near boards. Delat. Delat, cross-ice pass on net. And holding on to make the save from the shot from Jacob Taylor was Alex Jones. And now someone lost their brain bucket down there. I think that's Peterson, number 28. Peterson knocked down after that shot on net. With 2:48 to play, 1-0 Cougars. All right, here's Van Dyke skating in. Puck battle ensues.
They're doing a lot better on the board battles tonight than they did yesterday. That's what's creating all their opportunities for them tonight is just strong bodies.
Now here's the offensive opportunity inside the zone. Cross-ice pass, flip shot, and it goes behind the net. All right, we resume back to live play. Delat fires a shot. Doesn't get through. Dale Bersin has it. He loses the puck, but Marcuselli carries it inside the zone. Now the puck taken off his stick around the slot area. River Kings clear out to center ice. Dale Bersin. Ooh. His pass attempt was almost intercepted by Reed Kaiser. And now Mance. Kaiser picks it up. Over to Mance. Mance centering. And he just missed feeding Van Boekelen. Here comes Marcuselli and the Cougars the other way. Marcuselli. As the puck knocked off his stick, Lindsay throws it in, but the Cougars are offsides. They'll have to clear the zone. Styles for the River Kings. Flips it inside the zone, goes into the far corner, and rings around all the way to the near corner, where Laukkanen will ring it back. Cougars have a man. Oh, just missing Marinovic on a long stretch pass, although that had to have been deflected off of a River Kings player to be successful. Here's Torres. Torres trying to reach Kelly. Troy Ross gets there first for the Cougars. And carrying the puck in offsides, Dimakopoulos for the River Kings. We'll have a faceoff outside the Cougars zone with 1:34 to play and 1-0 in favor of the Cougars. Faceoff will be along the near boards right in front of us here. Here's Michael Helf. Helf skates to the far boards, far circle. Gets a shot on net. Save made. Pad save made by Schutte. Now the puck caroms out. Bringing it forward over to Kelly. Kelly has the puck stolen away by Kavanaugh. Now Kavanaugh will look for an outlet. Kelly pursuing. Kavanaugh moving it ahead. Into the zone. Muskalic. Muskalic dropping it behind to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets knocked off the puck and Kelly will take possession for the River Kings. He'll chip it over to the far boards to Dylan Torres. Torres can't get it out. Helf keeps it down low. Stiles. Stiles flips it over to Harrison Cole in the near circle inside his own zone. He's going to circle behind in front of his goaltender and look to move forward. Oh, off his skates and back on. Harrison Cole throwing some fancy stick work and skating ability. And now the Cougars steal the puck and take it away. Helf. Pass attempt to Rifle goes awry. And now Kelly knocked down on a check by Rifle. Here's Lindsay. Lindsay taken down, no call. Puck thrown inside the River Kings zone. Senkarik brings it along the glass, kept in by the Cougars. Lindsay beats Harrison Cole, the puck, puts it in the slot. Puck is loose. Now the whistle sounds, players dropping left and right. Schutte is laying on the ice holding that puck. I believe the net also jarred from the moorings too there, Brandon. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah, just create traffic in front of the net. That's what they've been doing tonight, which is how they had one goal that got disallowed, but keep traffic in front of the net. That's how you're going to score.
Yeah. Then Harrison Cole giving someone a facial there with the stick. All right, 9.9 seconds to play. Faceoff inside the River Kings zone to the left of Schutte. Eric Schutte. Shot towards the net, goes into the near corner. River Kings get there first, and they clear it inside the zone. 25 skating after it, that's Tyler Albitz. Time runs out in the first period. After one period of play, it's the Chicago Cougars 1, the Wisconsin Rapid River Kings 0 on the strength of a shorthanded goal by Jonathan Muskalic. So from that standpoint there, Brandon, a much better outcome than it was in the first period yesterday or how the game went yesterday.
Yeah, way better. They're playing with more energy, more drive. Yesterday they kind of just shut down. Like, I didn't see a lot of the net front battles that they had yesterday or tonight. They're creating more opportunities. They're not doing just chip and chase it in. They're chipping it, but only to the top of the hash marks and going to retrieve that to create the opportunity. Bringing players over to create offensive opportunities. I'm liking what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, and it has been. And even on that power play, like you said, they didn't score, but there was a lot of movement of the puck, a lot of setup.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, again, they're more confident with the puck right now. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, and they're keeping a lot of traffic in front of the goalie, which is causing a lot of chaos. Keep it at the point, you can get it in there from there.
Now, Eric Schutte's had a good game and goal for the River Kings as the Cougars have been firing some shots on net. And when tested, Alex Jones has been up to the task as well for the Cougars.
Yeah, he's been outstanding right now. If it wasn't for him, it would have been a 1-1, maybe 2-1 game right now.
All right, so that's your score after one period of play. It's the Chicago Cougars 1 and the Wisconsin Rapid River Kings 0. Brandon and I will be back for second period action after this break. You're watching Chicago Cougars hockey on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School.